invasion of Bahrain by foreign troops. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says using force to calm the situation is inhumane and doomed to fail. Ahmadinejad added that regional nations blame the occupation of Bahrain on the U.S. government. He said Washington supports such regimes in a bid to stifle popular uprisings in the region. Iran's president also recommended that those who have sent their armies to Bahrain learn from the fate of former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein.
America دوست امینی نیست، دوست وفاداری نیست. صدام یه زمانی دوست صمیمی آمریکا و غرب بود. اون رو تحریک کردن، انواع پشتیبانی ها رو دادن بهش برای حمله به ایران. شهرها رو بمباران کرد، تشویق کردن، سلاح شیمیایی استفاده کرد، تشویق کردن. انواع سلاح ها رو بهش هدیه دادن. خب الان صدام کجاست؟ هم اونها مجبور شدن در مقابل صدام بیستن برای حفظ منافع خودشون. اینا کسانی هستن در آینده نزدیک، همه این کسانی که امروز توی نقشه آمریکا بازی میکنن، اینها رو قربانی خواهند کرد.
Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister has held phone conversations with his Syrian and Iraqi counterparts, as well as the Kuwaiti deputy prime minister. In the talks, Ali Akbar Salehi has discussed the dangerous consequences of foreign military intervention in Bahrain. The Turkish ambassador to Tehran has told Press TV that despite the government's violence against protesters in Arab countries facing popular uprisings, protesters will eventually get their way.
This issue, regional developments, bilateral or global developments, they will proceed their own way, which I believe to the benefit of our people, to the benefit of global developments, because otherwise with such instability in our region, in our common region, it will be very difficult, extremely difficult to take our region into the higher level of civilization.
Hundreds of Tunisians have taken to the streets in the capital, Tunis, to protest a visit